start walking.
Best we're in a car park. We are. I dragged you out on a Saturday morning. It's two things you don't like: early mornings and no sun. And here we are, in the grey, in the wet, in a car park, but surrounded by colour. We are.
And lots of women. There's so many women here.
Hello, who are you?
My name is Ali Cottier.
What are we doing in this car park, Ali?
We are here to support BBC Children in Need. So we're all donning our Pudsey Bear hats, and there's probably about 40 to 50 of us here, I would imagine. Originally, there should have been about 20, but it's kind of escalated somewhat.
But this has grown out of something else, hasn't it?
Yes, it is. We've got.
They're all walking around, so we're going to carry it. Start walking.
So we're kind of like a walkie-talkie group. We meet every Saturday morning. Generally when it's nice and sunny, and it's just for ladies only, and then we just go and have a walk for a couple of hours and then probably have a cup of stop and just enjoy having time away from everything, work, family, but just being together as friends.
We are. So how are you feeling? Are you okay being up this early?
I'm not sure I'm entirely awake yet, but I will be, I'm sure, 2 miles in.
I walk for my
We've been walking for 4 minutes. How are you feeling?
I'm really out of breath. It just shows how long it is since I did any sort of meaningful exercise. But I have got a rucksack the size of Mount Everest on my back. I don't know what I thought I was doing.
What's in the rucksack?
Well, I've got water for you, tea for me, bananas and a little oat bar, because you just never know. My purse, which, you know, is laden down with all sorts of cards. And, all good.
Well, at least we're in the middle of the pack. Oh, look, here's somebody. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, Caroline.
And what are you doing on this walk? Do you come to these walks very often?
Yeah, I'm part of the Walkies Talkies group who's organised it. So
how long have you been doing this for?
I only joined in about March this year, so a few months.
Yeah, and what do you get out of it?
It's relaxing and friendship and just talking and getting out of your normal routine.
And what's the sort of criteria then, Caroline, for people joining this walk?
For the Walkie Talkies group, we went to school together, but this is just something that we thought we'd organise for the charity.
Well, I think now's the time for us to have a bit of a stop from talking so we can concentrate on getting across these rocks up this hill, Beth.
I thought you were going to say, take a break from walking, time for a cup of tea.
Okay, what's your name?
Sylvie Wormsley.
Sylvie, it's lovely to see you here today. How long have you been coming to these walks?
I only found out it was on last night, so I've come with my daughter-in-law and my son Kevin, so I've just joined on. I used to do a lot of walking at one time, but I'm a little bit past it now, but I've really enjoyed it.
So do you get out much at the moment? Do you get around the island very much?
Yeah, I do get out about quite a lot, yes I do.
Because one of the things I think we were just talking about is how beautiful it is actually getting into places on the island that you wouldn't ordinarily get to.
Well, I've gone out all my life with my hubby, and my two sons take me now, and my younger son's got a dog, so I do a lot of walking with him. But yes, I'm always out and about. Love the island, man. Manx born and bred, I'm proud of us.
Oh, good on you.
And so yes, I love my island home. Yeah.
So what about it changes it slightly, doesn't it, the whole idea of walking when you have such a big group of people? How are you finding it today?
Everybody's lovely and friendly, and I know quite a few of them and caught up with a few faces I haven't seen for a while, so yeah, it's really good. Enjoy. My daughter-in-law goes out in this walkie-talkie group, and so I've joined in with them today. So, it's lovely.
And what does she say about it?
Oh, she loves it. She goes out every Saturday, walking all over the island. So, one of the best things you can do is walk, I think. Good for the soul.
That's so true. So where are some of your favourite places to walk on the island?
Oh, I like walking all. I like everywhere. Langness. I like walking around Langness. Around Scarlet or around those places, and I haven't really got any favourite really. I love everywhere. But Scarlet and Langness probably some of my favourite walks, yeah.
And it's amazing, isn't it, when you think such a tiny island. There's probably still places you've not been.
Oh, the way, my hubby used to take me all over places, little roads that I'd never been on before, and I wouldn't drive on my own on them because I'd probably get lost. But yes, I've been everywhere, I think. I like to get out and about.
And you're not bothered by the weather?
No, not bothered by the weather.
No such thing as bad weather.
No such thing as bad weather.
We're hardy people, us Manxies. Beth and I are much happier now because we are on the downhill slope. We're bumping into women as we go along. What's your name?
It's Helen.
Now, Helen, how long have you been coming to these walks?
About 4 years.
Yep.
And how did you start coming along?
Well, I saw how much fun my friends were having on Facebook, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to have some of that, thank you. And so just came along, and I've loved it ever since.
What is it you particularly get out of it? And I'm just saying that while we're talking, we are skirting around the edge of a very deep puddle, so this could go wrong.
Somebody could fall, that would be marvellous. Friendship and togetherness. It's not about the walking. It's about sharing good times and bad times. Along the way, we all support each other, yeah.
And getting out to some beautiful places.
Absolutely, Annaman is incredible. I've seen places over the last few years that I never knew existed. I absolutely love it, yeah.
And we did talk about the fact that, you know, coffee and cake happens at the end. I think that's kind of a part of organising the walks, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, it's always rooted so that we have a coffee stop at the end. If there's a new cafe that's opened on the island, we'll always go and support it. Rather than going to the corporate chain, shall we say.
And actually this has sort of opened up into something much bigger because you've even been away together, haven't you?
Yes, we went to Portugal in May. There was 14 of us because we all celebrated our landmark birthdays this year.
30.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so we went to Portugal for 4 days in May, just had the most amazing time. Yeah.
And you walking?
A little bit, and possibly some drinking as well.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to speak to you, Helen, and enjoy the rest of the walk.
Oh, thank you. You too.
I'm always walking after midnight searching for you.
I can't believe it, Beth. We're back already. That was actually quicker than I thought.
I know, and I have to say, after the initial huffing and puffing, which there may have been some of, I think I was just reenacting Red Riding Hood, I feel okay now.
Yeah.
And it was a lot quicker coming back, and I suppose a little bit quicker now we're heading towards the coffee place. But yeah, that was really good fun. Do you know, we've met some amazing people.
Yeah. Of all ages as well. And I think, as we were saying, the original group set up because they were school pals, so they're all a certain age. And as we were just hearing from one of them, they celebrated a big birthday this year.
I know, and they've all got this common goal, I suppose, about loving being outside, just loving walking, and just loving companionship.
Yeah.
And isn't it wonderful that there's so much like this happening around the Isle of Man?
It really is. And now we're going to descend on the coffee cottage, all 30 or 40 or 50 of us, depending on what you tell Countryfile, and see if they can furnish us with cake.
Yeah, let me in first.
Okay, I'd just like to say thank you so much to everyone for turning out today and raising some money for a very worthy charity. Well done to everyone. Thank you very much.